A growing misuse of emergency radio channels in the Murraylands is causing a problem for the community. Lee Richards, Acting Commissioner for Radio Rescue Emergency Communications, joins me now to discuss. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Hey, take us through this issue.
On the Channel 5 and 35 on UHF, it's an emergency channel, and there's a lot of people that are tin-wagging on it over a period of time. Unfortunately, while they're doing that, if there's an emergency that we're trying to get out, it kind of blocks us. So we're looking with the radio station at this point of time to get the word out that there is a fine with this. If the radio inspectors catch up to them, they're looking at anything from $315,000 or 2 years imprisonment or $1,050,000 and 5 years imprisonment.
Oh, wow. So,
And unfortunately, we haven't got many 535 repeaters around where I am over in Murray Bridge. You know, it's just hell-raising. You try and get there and talk to people and say, listen, guys, this is the 535, and then you get... Well, go and get... I won't repeat.
Oh, right. So people are being actually pretty rude in response on those channels.
Oh. Yeah, so, you know, it's just got to the point where we've got to do something. We're going to start monitoring a bit more. We're only a small group at this point in time. We've got a few people up in New South Wales. We've got a couple of people over in Victoria. And then we've got a few people in South Australia. Unfortunately, we haven't got enough.
You're a volunteer public benevolent institution,
exactly.
Aren't you? Yeah. So you're monitoring these channels because they're designated for things like storm, fire, floods when mobile networks go down, right?
Yeah, and then on top of that, car accidents and stuff like that. Like if we can hear there's been an accident out in the highway somewhere, just say between Murray Bridge and Taylor Bend, if there's been an accident there, we can inform people with radios that there is an accident and the road might be closed for a certain amount of time. You know, we're trying to get through people's brains that we need the 535 channel completely clean.
Right. Acting Commissioner for Radio Rescue Emergency Communications, Lee Richards, is with us talking about the growing issue of people misusing emergency radio channels. So this is happening quite a lot, is it?
Oh, this is happening everywhere. People don't realise what's going on at times. But it's the same thing on the 27 megs. The channel 9 on the 27 megs is an emergency channel as well. Not that you get too many people there, but we get the kind of the same thing over and over every so often. So it makes it a bit hard to monitor and advise people that need to be advised what's up in front of them.
So from what I understand, since the need for individual licences were removed in 1994, there's been a steady increase in this misuse of these channels by tourists, truckies, businesses. I mean, with such heavy penalties, why are people not being dissuaded from misusing these channels?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they haven't got any idea in what they're going to get charged with or anything like that. I can't really answer that one.
Mm. Have you been liaising with authorities and trying to crack down on this?
At this point in time, no. It's a bit hard to organise meetings with them at this point in time, but we're trying to do our best. That's about the best way I can put it, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if people aren't aware of just the heavy penalties they're potentially could be slapped with, I think, public education campaign is a good way to go. So having a chat on the radio is a good start.
Yeah, there's another part to that too. Mm. As well, what I read out before, you know, the fact you have used these channels for years or didn't know it was not a valid excuse. These allocations are excused since UHF-CB was first legalised in 1977. So we've had the same problem on and on and on over the years. And it's time to crack down and say, you know, enough's enough, people. Let's get fair. What happens if there's an accident? And it's your relation that, you know, and we're trying to get help to them, and you're tin-wagging on the emergency channel.
So just remind us again those channels that we shouldn't use that are designated by federal law for emergencies.
Yep. Okay. On the UHF, channel 535, what happens is, in case you don't know, you talk on channel 5, it goes up to 35 and repeats it and then comes back down to 5 again. So both channels are hearing, you're hearing basically the same thing. On the 27 megs, it's channel 9, and that can be on AM, lower sideband or upper sideband. And radio operators will know what I'm talking about on that part. So, yeah.
So stay clear of those.
That's basically about it. Yeah, you know, if everyone, even if someone heard someone chin-wagging on it, and they just turned around and said, listen, you can get fined on this, that'll be appreciated, but it's got to be done reasonable, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If anyone wants to reach out to you at the Radio Rescue Emergency Communications, Lee Richards, how can they do that?
Okay, they can call me on my mobile. It's 0418 260 608.
Well, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
No worries.